5, 4, 3, 2.
All right. Hello. Hello, friend. How's
yeah, hello.
How is I am so fascinated. So
where do I begin?
Where do I begin?
I guess such a close connection to such a huge media conglomerate.
That is yeah. really, really cool. How has that been?
Dude, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's I mean, this job is like a dream job in a lot
yeah,
of ways.
Of course.
I mean, it can be very hard. It can be very stressful, but everything worthwhile is.
Yeah,
of course.
And so, you know, it's been really rewarding. I mean, I shared with you guys the other day that I just got to, you know, be a part of a podcast with Patrick Stewart, and I got to meet him.
It's just insane.
As like, you know, a hero of mine.
Absolutely.
You know, brought this to the office.
Oh, nice.
Just to have with me.
That's
you know,
so...
For the occasion.
So wild.
I've had this, for the listeners, it's a toy of Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
Yes.
That I've had since I was like 6 years old.
That's so wild.
And I just had it in my pocket while I was, you know, talking with him and while it was going on just to be... You know, I told my wife later because it sounds kind of creepy at first glance. Like, I have your toy in my pocket.
Right.
I didn't tell him that.
Yeah.
But it was my way of
Would you like to come get it?
Yeah.
Just exactly. I'm going to open my pocket real wide.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, it dawns on you, you're talking to Sir Patrick Stewart. You want him to reach into
exactly.
your pocket.
but it was like my way of inviting the young version of me into the experience.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So like, beautiful, yeah.
To be able to just be like, hey, you're welcome here, little buddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This, you know, you would shit yourself if you...
oh, my God.
You know, if you knew back then.
Well,
so
what was it like for you? Because does Rich tell you guys... Like, does Rich tell you, like, who's on tap and, like, who's going to be on the show? And, I mean, of course, he wouldn't keep that a secret from his staff.
Right.
But when you heard Sir Patrick Stewart was coming in, like, what was that feeling for you?
Dude, it was, so this happens from time to time, right? Because, we know who's on tap. In fact, my coworker is usually the one, you know, doing a lot of the emails. Rich doesn't have an assistant right now. And so like, sometimes we take on some of those kind of roles, which we're happy to do. So, you know, Jason just turned around and we share an office and he was like, look at this. And it was an email exchange between, you know, Patrick's team and us.
Yeah.
Like, hey, he's got a book coming out. Would he, you know, would you want Patrick on the show?
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost like, would we want him?
Yes.
You know, like what a silly question. And there's, you know, there's some other ones in the works right now too that might be equally as like crazy for me.
That's so exciting.
That I can't really share.
No, that's
fine. It's crazy. But anyway, what I was saying earlier just about how it is overall, obviously it's, you know, it's hard and you know, it's stressful, but there's rewarding moments like this as well. And like, we just had this big photo and video shoot for a brand deal with Rich and, we put out the Instagram video and it was a big, you know, stressful thing. And now that it's out, it's like, oh, it's being well received and it's doing well and it's really cool. But the best thing about it is like, it's been really growing and stretching for me.
Yeah.
You know, there's a saying where like, you know, if you feel like you're the smartest person in the room, you should get into a different room.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you feel like you're the biggest fish in the pond, you need a bigger pond, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's really what I feel like. Not that I was the smartest at the churches I worked at or whatever,
right,
but I just felt like I wasn't, for a long time, I wasn't growing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so it feels really good to be in a place where, like, I am so far from the smartest person in the room mm-hmm. that it's like, it can be intimidating yeah. and you can have those like, you know, imposter syndrome feelings.
Oh yeah.
But everybody is so supportive and like is really for me and for everyone here
yeah.
and is really trying to help us grow into better leaders and better producers and better, people, humans.
Right.
And yeah, it's a gift
yeah.
to be able to work here, to do this and to work with these people who really care about you and, you know, want to help you grow. Yeah,
that's
again
perfect.
Not easy.
Of yeah, course, but yeah, it's absolutely
rewarding.
That's, do you? Would you also say it's kind of like a relief to not feel like you're the smartest person in the room? Because push comes to shove, like everyone's looking to you, and there's like, it's kind of nice. There's not that expectation. It's like, okay, there's someone I can always kind of learn from, as opposed to I'm capped yeah. out in my abilities. And not only that, like I seem to be the most relied upon person sort of thing.
Yeah, no, there's some of that for sure. Like, you know, something that really is hard for me is asking for help.
Sure,
you know,
same.
And I've had to learn over the 2 years I've been here, which it's nuts it's been 2 years.
I know, right? Oh, yeah. I remember when you were talking to us about, like, this opportunity, and you're like, have you ever heard of the Rich Roll podcast? Have you ever this? And I didn't quite know exactly what you'd be doing, but, like, legit, the video you see on YouTube, you know, the millions of subscribers, that's you and another guy, right?
I mean, there's three of us okay, that are yeah. like the core full-time team, and then there's a couple other full-time people that are support.
Yeah.
And then we have a slew of like part-time. So there's like our team has been growing.
That's
but,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm definitely, you know, one of the core full-time employees that mm-hmm. are helping making it happen. And it's, yeah, it's cool, but yeah, what I was saying though is like I'm in a point where not only have I had to learn and I'm still learning
yeah.
how to ask for help,
right.
but like I'm learning specifically now recently that like if I don't, it's almost like frowned upon.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's definitely a growing
yeah.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
it's a team effort. And I have to get over those internal, you know, like things of, it's really comes from trauma
right.
from bosses I've had
sure,
in the past
sure.
of absolutely. Just like, I have to do this all on my own. And when I present it, it's got to be perfect or they're going to,
yeah.
you know, tear it apart or think I'm terrible and I'll get
yeah.
fired. You
mm-hmm.
know, all that junk that's just
oh,
in
yeah.
my head.
Right.
It's just
yeah,
the pressure I put on myself to be like, of course they know a first draft is going to be terrible.
Right.
Like, that's not a reflection on me.
No.
I can share it, and I can say, I'm struggling with finding the right music cue.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me?
Yeah.
And that's, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
that's so hard.
Yeah, of mm-hmm. course. And plus,
but,
yeah. And I was, yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, no, go ahead.
But the Drink Your Liquid Death. But there it is, not a sponsor. But, yeah, it's... I feel like we're at the point in life too, when you're surrounded by, when you're involved with something that big, because it's a group effort. It's like, it's, we need what's the best product for the entire presentation,
mm-hmm.
the entire group, like
yeah.
our entire brand, like, and that is going to show itself in whatever way it needs to show itself. And it's almost like this reminding of yourself, like you don't get a reward for, there's most things you, it's like, it's not like you're going to get a pat on the back or a reward for figuring it out yourself.
Yeah.
Especially like something that you're not entirely familiar with. So it's like, if you just get lucky or whatever, chances are you tell someone, they're not really going to be like, whoa, good job, dude. Like, you want a promotion? They're going to be like, you should have asked. It would have saved
mm-hmm.
us time.
Yeah.
You're lucky you came to the conclusion you did. You're lucky you're right. But yeah, if anything, that pride and sort of that ego
mm-hmm.
of well, I got to figure it out all by myself, more often than not, people are going, you're going to be met with, you should have just asked. Like, we could
yeah.
have come
oh,
to this 100%. Conclusion sooner. So, and I'm glad we're sort of at that point in life, just in my experience, that I've surrounded myself, kind of like you're saying, you've surrounded yourself in a job and with people that encourage that. I think that's healthy because we don't know everything. It's back to your smartest guy in the room kind of thing. It's just natural that we don't know what we don't know. So how else are you going to learn?
Yeah, 100%.
Asking questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to clarify the smartest thing, like, yeah. I feel weird saying that. And what I think what I meant is for a long time at the other places I worked, yeah. I was the only one who had this skill set.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And so it wasn't about being smartest. It was just like, you're the video
yeah, yeah.
guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so anything you put to film looks like a magic trick to everybody else.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And so there's smaller places to work where they just don't have the expertise, they don't have the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And so my first drafts, or even my third drafts at other places that were like crappy in comparison to what I can do now, mm-hmm. looked like gold.
Oh, yeah.
To people that just didn't know how to do it.
Right,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? And
right.
just had
oh, yeah.
really low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but now it's like, I am not the only one with these skill sets. In fact, you know, my bosses are much better than me
right.
at a lot of aspects of storytelling, of copywriting,
mm-hmm.
And just having an eye for executing on the highest possible level. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
instead of trying to prove something to them, I think I'm shifting now, and I don't know why it's taken me this long, but to really see them as like partners in the work
mm-hmm.
that I can tap into for help.
Yeah.
And then when I think of it that way, I'm like, it's really stupid, like stupid to not ask
oh, right.
the smarter person.
Yeah.
You know what
Look
I mean?
At our
or
resources.
The person
yeah.
with yeah, with their skill set.
Absolutely.
To speak in from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. 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 Like, and it's kind of like Matt said, especially if you all do function with the mentality that you're a team, and that it's all for the greater good of the product, and you know how you know everything comes together, and Rich wants to represent his brand, and you're all part of the brand, and he recognizes you're all part of the brand. He wants everybody on the team to be able to work with one another. You know what, mm-hmm. like kind of touching on what Matt said, and this just goes for anybody who's trying to go in with a team mentality is like. You're all trying to work for the greater good of the higher cause, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Exactly.
So
yeah, you get it, man.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
it.
So like, why? Like you said, and like you said, you realized like, why would I not go to someone
yeah.
who I know is more skilled? And it also comes with having the humility of knowing that
yeah.
this person is more skilled than I am, because knowing you, I know that you may not have taken on the mindset like when you were the video guy, although you are extremely skilled in what
mm-hmm.
you do. I'm sure
I am one of those people that was like, this is a damn magic trick.
But but you also in those settings you didn't take the mindset of I am like, you know, I'm mm-hmm. hotshot Dan video guy. You
yeah.
still kept humility.
I'm here in California on this famous podcast
well,
for a reason.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah.
But
yeah.
but you still had that bit of humility to, but here you have no choice but to be humble and to
yeah.
ask questions. And like you said, that needs to be destigmatized, and you need to say, like, people need to know it's good to ask for help, especially if you're all working as a team and you need to know something. Also, to harken back to what Matt said, you know, I'm glad they have the mentality of, if you do, we'll be mad at you, quote unquote, mad at you if you don't ask for help, because like, sure, you may have figured something out yourself. Good
mm-hmm.
for you. Bully for you, son, as Ron Swanson would say.
Yeah.
but like, we really would have wished you asked for help so that you can get some verification from some different sounding boards.
Oh, yeah. Well, and for your own
yep,
sake
absolutely.
To learn.
Yeah, and
like,
to learn.
And you said, I'm surprised it's taken me this long. And that's something that I'm learning kind of in my own personal growth, is that like your journey is your journey. Like, and that pace is going to be whatever the pace is going to be. So like, I can sit here and compare myself to others, you know, and be like, why didn't I think of this earlier? Why didn't this, like, I wasn't like, I, whatever in life was going on, like, I just wasn't in a mental space to like kind of be open up to that, like whatever the thing is.
Oh, yeah.
So like, I'm really, really learning about like your like the timing in your life, it's going to move at the pace it's going to move, sort of thing. Like there is no other side. There is no like timeline of I gotta learn X, Y, and Z by this age or else I'm not going to move on to what? Like all we have is like the present moment kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm surprised it's taking me that long, but like when you stop and think, you go, actually I'm not, because I was dealing with this trauma from the past.
Exactly.
And I was, you know, this thing shaped me in the way I think for good and for bad. Mm-hmm. And,
exactly.
You know what I mean? So when you think about all that you've come through, you go, no, actually, you know, I still figured it out despite these setbacks, and that should be applauded and not, you know, shamed that it didn't take you faster.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you should only be working off your own timeline, and people's experiences are based or people's growth are based upon your experiences. And it's good that no matter what age you become aware of, I need to make that change, or I have made that change. I know it's tough to break those timelines, especially or the self-imposed timelines we have. It's like, I should have learned that earlier in life. It's like
it's comparing yourself to others.
Well,
it's been
like,
around forever.
Well, think about where you were earlier in life. What the hell would you have experienced at the time in your life that would have made you aware of what you know now?
Yeah.
So like, it's important. We should give ourselves grace over also when we learn these things. Because like you said, you were going, the times that you felt like maybe you should have known or you're surprised you know now, you said you were going through trauma. And and I mean, in that moment, you're kind of buried in what you're going through to be aware of what you need to know. It's it's all these things that I think people should give themselves grace and patience over.
Yeah.
100%. You know, you'll be able to hear it when the episode comes out, I think in September or October with Patrick Stewart. But what really struck me, man, is like he's 80-something years old. And for as much wisdom as that age has accrued for him, Rich also really like dove into some deep questions where he was like, you know, I have regrets. And, you know, and it's like, you know, towards the end, Rich had to be like, you know, I think you could give yourself a little more grace.
Yeah.
You know, Rich saying that to Sir Patrick
Stewart,
you know what I mean? And it's like, it just a reminder that we're all people, no matter if you're, you know, the most successful celebrity actor or a CEO, if you're Gary V or if you're, you know, me or you or anybody, like, everybody's going through that stuff and no one's immune from it. And like you said, everybody figures it out on their own pace. And even at 80, we're going to be learning.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
if
we've had a centenarian on, 100-year-old, and he's still learning, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and it's like,
it's
cool.
It's that lesson. It's like you said, we're always going to be learning. So you almost want to tell yourself, like, slow down. Slow down.
Yeah.
Like, take a so give yourself a break. Take a step back. Look at what you're doing now, because you're recognizing things in yourself now, and how do I branch off of that and embrace the flow of life and uncertainty and stuff like that. Look at what you have now and what you're grateful for now and stuff like that, and accept that you're just always, there is no, okay, I am the best, complete best version of myself, because
and I can just coast off of it.
Yeah, exactly. Because it kind of goes back to the, you know, you're in a constant state of learning kind of thing. And I think that's good when you open yourself up to that. It's like recognizing, being grateful for the things you have and understanding that whatever life kind of throws at you, there's constant growth. And it's always, for me, it's always a relief to hear like a Sir Patrick Stewart who is still accepting things about himself and learning and growing, and 100-year-old man and stuff like that. So it's like, okay, I can like loosen the grip a little bit and like where you're at,
100%.
Where you're at is fine right now.
Yep.
The important thing is acceptance and acknowledgement and just meeting yourself where you're at, essentially.
100%. And you know, I'm 35 now,
yeah,
which makes me feel friggin' old.
Right.
Especially when, you know, I read articles about what Gen Z thinks and how they behave this stuff. And I'm like, I just feel 60.
Yeah.
But I'm only 35 is the honest truth.
Exactly.
And in another 35 years, I'll be 70,
mm-hmm.
which is still like 12 years younger than Patrick Stewart.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know, all things going well, I have still so much, we all still have so much life mm-hmm. ahead.
For mm-hmm. sure. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like,
totally.
You know, you can, my boss Rich says this a lot, like, don't over index in what you can achieve in a year
mm-hmm.
and undervalue what you can achieve in a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So
that's good great. Stuff.
I
like
think
that.
That's, yeah.
It's something to remember for everybody, is one thing that I've kind of carried with me is that, I mean, as long as you wake up still breathing, that's great. But mm-hmm. also, like, in those times you wake up still breathing, still, you know that that's a blessing, but also know it's also a blessing to continue to have opportunities to learn and, like, let yourself be able to learn and ask questions from people and know that it doesn't make you stupid. It doesn't make you incapable. You want to become the best version of yourself.
Exactly.
And part of that is just learning. And sometimes you have to swallow tough pills and whatever. But I can't say much outside of what we already were saying without retreading anything, but it's all about, just learning and be able to be blessed with the opportunity to live another 35 years, live another 50 years. Hey, with how science goes, live another 100 years, be 135.
Oh, yeah.
Live another billion years.
That's right.
Live another 300 billion years.
Who knows what life progression on Mars is like? You know, we have the resources.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
You go to Mars.
I'm constantly learning.
We'll
I don't
see.
Know.
They have more candy bars.
Yeah.
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 But, yeah, so we're probably going to make this a bonus, and we'll jump into the episode proper here.
Gotcha. I was wondering, I was sitting there going, like, this will be an interesting start to this
episode. Yeah, I literally typed in my notes, this is the bonus, and I, like, showed Steven.
Yeah.